This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we prove that all that glitters is gold. Just look at Jennifer's hair. And you can go from there. The focus on Thanksgiving, and maybe the focus on the holiday season, because Christmas is what, Saturday or Sunday this year?
It's on a weekend.
Sunday.
Okay. So you'll be interested to know there's a new nationwide survey out today of what Americans do not want for Thanksgiving. They don't want to talk politics. So we're celebrating Thanksgiving early by not talking politics here. They don't want to talk about money. They don't want to talk about sex at the dinner table. According to the Thanksgiving survey, 71% of Americans say family is the only thing for which they are most grateful, but they insist politics are off limits as a conversation topic during the celebration. Amen to that. Another 28% surveyed say they prefer to keep the subject of family finances off the Thanksgiving table as well. Especially when they find out they had to borrow money to buy the turkey. Family is central to Thanksgiving. Far outpaces food, football, and Friday, i.e. Black Friday. Notice how clever I was with alliteration there. Food, football, Friday. Notice that? You get it?
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, good. Okay, let's see what else. We have lots of blessings to be thankful for. Actually, seriously, and not that I'm not being serious, I'm being a little facetious, but isn't it time, instead of always talking about the negative side of things, this is bad, that's bad, that we do, that's why I don't like this time of year, because I don't like winter and I don't like short days and stuff, but I love this time of year because of what mood it puts us into. Where we get, by the way, we'll be live on the air Thanksgiving Day. I don't know who's going to be here with me. Jennifer, you said you'd be here.
Yeah, I think so.
Victoria's going to be here or not. Kara has no choice.
Yeah, I just said we're all here.
Oh, we're all here. Okay.
Yes.
Hey, the gang's all here.
I don't need to be if you don't want me to.
No, I want you to be here.
We're planning on being here.
We're family. All right, so anyway.
It's our Thanksgiving.
What'd you call it? Friendsgiving?
Yeah. Friendsgiving, yeah.
I like that. I've never heard that before.
I did not invent it, but I wish I had. Yeah. Yes,
that's
but Friendsgiving happens pretty much the first, I think the week or two leading into Thanksgiving, a lot of people get together and do a Friendsgiving.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I never heard that before. All right. In addition to not talking about politics, here's what people want to eat. According to the New American Food Survey, they want tradition. This year especially, 96% of those who were surveyed said they want turkey.
Yeah.
Women prefer light meat.
Yeah.
Men prefer dark meat. 86% want stuffing. 83% want mashed potatoes. 80% want dinner rolls. 74% want pumpkin pie. 71% want green beans.
Oof,
what a great recipe for gas, all that stuff.
People love the green bean casserole, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see, 40% Thanksgiving celebration feature a children's table. Get those kids out of here. Put them over there. After the meal, 41% said they want to take a walk. I go to sleep.
Too.
I don't know about you. I just go to sleep. 34% admit to a nap. Average American consumed 4,500 calories on Thanksgiving Day.
That is insane.
Twice what we're supposed to be taking.
Yeah, you know.
In a day.
Come on.
That's like what Michael Phelps needs to eat before a race.
Yes.
Right.
My son will be here from California, so we'll spend it at my sister's. At least we'll have the meal at my sister's. So we'll go here, there, and everywhere Hang around with Meredith. Anyway, we all have our own family and friends thing, the tradition, and then you kind of, then you maybe put yourself together later in the day. Maybe you got two or three of these things going on. That's what happens at Christmas sometimes, too. In the meantime, we have another focus or continuing focus on Thanksgiving with some specifics on holiday recipes. Up next here with DJB, it's 12 past the hour.
This Black Friday, Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry is the only place you'll find the exclusive Pandora Holiday Charm Gift Set. This unique set includes 12 festive charms and clips, including the Jared exclusive Mrs. Santa Claus charm and a special limited edition Black Friday charm, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And starting Black Friday, you can save $225 on the entire set. It's the Pandora Jewelry Set she'll treasure forever. That's why he went to Jared.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
I saved! I found incredible deals on Groupon for everyone.
For everyone.
There's something for everyone this year on Groupon. Download the Groupon app and find thousands of deals on electronics, toys for the kids, winter apparel, home cookware, and more. From GoPro cameras and drones to yoga mats and skateboards. This season, get up to 70% off with incredible deals on Groupon.
Thanks to Groupon goods, I could buy gifts for everyone.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrends Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrends works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
15 minutes past the hour. One of the best parts of the holiday season is undoubtedly the food that we've been talking about. The smell that fills your home. Memories of holidays past, certainly. Perfect time for the family to get together. Why not have lots of mashed potatoes? And how many people have mac and cheese? Who likes mac and cheese? I now remember having mac and cheese as a kid during Thanksgiving. What's
like
on
it.
Your
yeah.
menu? Yeah, it's a,
there's always
like
room for mac and cheese.
Yeah, well, I think we ought to figure out what the best way is to put it together. We have with us chef and lifestyle expert Kat DiOrio sharing some of her favorite ways to step into the entertainment circle. I know that you are one of these folks that travels around the country appearing on behalf of what you do yourself, dishing out the info on good food. So what's your Thanksgiving background? What's your tradition, Kat?
Well, lots of family. I come from a huge Italian family, so it's always lots of family, lots of food. But with lots of family and lots of food, it can also be stressful. So, you know, I mean, the holidays are so great, but, you know, they can be a little stressful, especially when you have all the people coming over to your house and you're the one doing the cooking.
Right. So is there a move afoot to change menus? I just went through a few minutes ago a lot of the pieces of Thanksgiving tradition meal-wise, and I seem to come from a traditional sort. They all want to have the same stuff. But are there people trying to bring new things in?
Well, I think always. You know, I think food is always evolving, and people always want to try to do maybe a new take on an old classic. So one of the things that I really like to do is just take, for instance, a mashed potatoes. I mean, who doesn't love mashed potatoes,
mashed
right?
Mashed potatoes, yep.
And sometimes everyone loves them too much, and like by the time the bowl gets to you, you know, somebody's eaten a little too much of their portion. So one of the things I like to do is take them and actually make bite-sized mashed potatoes. So you can use like a pre-packaged Marie Callender's scalloped potatoes and ham. You can just add a few basics, some cheese, some breadcrumbs, and then you mix it together, and then you fry them. And they're these little poppable bites, which for me, hey, if it's bite-sized, there's no calories.
All right, let me ask you something. I was actually in the store yesterday, and we're by the food, frozen food section, and I noticed for the first time the Marie Callender potatoes. And I then get that there are people that are doing potatoes separately. So I actually took some home, and I made a little bit and quickly last night. I didn't have time for any dinner, so all I had was mashed potatoes. And they tasted as good to me as mashed potatoes. I mean, I don't make mashed potatoes, but I've been to good restaurants and had good mashed potatoes. And these seem to taste as good. Is it almost foolproof? Can you, doing something like what Marie Callender does, is it bound to be as good as what you can do on your own? It's much easier, certainly.
Well, absolutely. And that's, you know, one of the tips also that I have is, you know, I think that when you're creating a holiday menu, you should try to incorporate some of the high quality, already prepared foods into your menu. So you're not going from 0 to 100 and creating everything from scratch. You know, the important thing is about savoring the season and spending the time with your family. So absolutely. I mean, that is the beauty of Marie Callender's.
So is that the transformation in the menu? Not necessarily what's there, but how it's prepared that seems to be coming around?
Excuse me? I'm sorry.
Well, is that sort of, we're talking about taking some prepared foods. It's been the tradition that you want to start from scratch, but why bother if you can get stuff that's just as good that's already prepared, and then you can do something else with your time?
That's exactly it. Sometimes you just need the convenience. And, I mean, and honestly, it really is, when you think about the holidays, I mean, it really is about spending that time with your family at home. We're all so crazy. We're all so busy. It's hard to actually get that time with your family. So I feel like if you can have somebody else do the heavy lifting for you, why wouldn't you?
So afterwards, we have this every year, not only the Thanksgiving tradition, but what do we do with the leftovers afterwards? Big meals become small meals. How do we do that well?
Well, so one of the things I could do is, for instance, if you had a pot pie, the next day you can take that and you can actually make, again, something bite-sized. You can do a chicken pot pie empanada, and it's super easy. You can literally just take some store-bought pie crust, take the scoop of filling out of the leftover chicken pot pie, put a few tablespoons in there, roll it up, toss it in the oven, give it a little egg wash, and boom, you have nice, warm, delicious bites that have been kind of reinvented. So you don't feel like you're eating leftovers. You actually feel like you're getting a whole new meal.
Remember that song, Chicken Pot, Chicken Pot, Chicken Pot Pie?
No. No one remembers that.
I remember that song. No. All right, so this is a good run. I think that what we're trying to do is create in all the people that are listening different ideas, ways to make it a little more sane. What about drinks? Give me 10 seconds on the drinks that are new.
Drinks. Oh, you know, it's all about craft cocktails these days, but I think that they were getting a little boozy, and so people are starting to pull back and do something they call a shim, which is a low-alcohol drink. So using Italian aperitifs and just adding a little bit of sparkling water or tonic or juices. So
All right.
Something very easy, and make sure, you know, Granny doesn't get too drunk at the holidays.
That's it. All right. Cat DiOrio from Culinary Curator here at 21 after the hour. Thank you.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Alright, big news for those of you like Jennifer who like New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
And Boys to Men. And Paula Abdul. Oh, what's she gonna do with all these guys? That's what I want to know.
There's a
new plan for a tour for next summer. As you know, this is about the time of year when those plans are being put together. And the tours usually start in April or May. They go through the course of the summer. So they got a big deal here with New Kids on the Block hitting the road. Again, with the Boys to Men. They did this once before, didn't they?
They've done this a few times, and they get together usually three groups. And last year's was awesome. I went to see, it was New Kids on the Block, Nelly, and TLC, which was great.
Ooh,
the year before that, I think it was Boys to Men again, and then 98 Degrees, which is also good. But
so,
this year,
they're all friends, obviously. I was, for whatever the reason, I thought Boys to Men and New Kids did get along. I don't know why I thought that. But,
you know, no, I don't know about any turf war, but, you know, hey.
Well, they're from the same.
Philadelphia and Boston.
Right.
Boys to Men's Philly, and New Kids are Boston, so.
Yeah.
Boston and Philly get along, right?
Well, I mean, as much as anyone can get along with Philadelphia. Not exactly the city of brotherly love. I say that with love, having worked there for a while. Wait, I remember the Mummers Parade, though. Man, what a trip that was. So, that's a little off of where we were. I digress and ought not to. They're going to start this tour on May the 12th in Columbus, and it'll go through June and July.
Know that I will be there, by the way.
Hard Rock in Hollywood. Let's see here.
They're going to play at the Hollywood Bowl, but I'm hoping that they play in Vegas.
June 2nd.
Because I want to go to Vegas and meet Jen so we can go and see us together.
All right, so wait a minute. I have never been to the Hollywood Bowl. You and I keep talking about this. No, I've never been to the Hollywood Bowl.
Never been
to the Hollywood Bowl.
Seriously?
Seriously. So I will make a trip, and I'll bring Meredith with me if she wants to come.
Is this her style of music that she would like?
No, she'd have fun with Jennifer. She loves Jennifer, so she would have a good time with Jennifer just being there. But I think this would be kind of cool, Jen. Let's get some tickets
now. Oh, yeah, we've got to go to the ball. So fun.
Anyway, they're going to stop in Houston, New Orleans, San Diego, Seattle, Chicago, Philadelphia. And you will love the party. That's what they say. Donnie Wahlberg, as one might expect, is the spokesperson Johnson for New Kids on the Block.
How old was he when this was a big group?
Oh, gosh. Baby was the oldest, right?
He was one of the oldest. He and the brother, Jonathan, were the oldest. But I think he was probably in his teens, right?
Yeah. I mean, what do you think when you see him on an episode of Blue Bloods, and then the next night you go to a concert?
I love and respect him so much. He has so much good, positive energy. They are great to their fans. When their fans who are now of age to get breast cancer and stuff, they pay tribute. They take care of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I really have nothing but good things to say.
Yeah.
He married Jenny McCarthy. But
I was
going to
say, how do we feel about that? They seem happy, I guess, right?
Yeah. Why not? Well, who's to say why people get together, how they get together with their relationships?
Some are more bizarre than others. It's true.
Yeah. All right, they're going to be at Fenway Park on July 8th. Maybe you come here for that if we don't get into the L.A. But the Hollywood Bowl, that's got to be more fun than going to Fenway
Park. I almost think taking you to one of the sing-alongs they do at the Hollywood Bowl would probably be fun. Yeah, because you love to sing.
Megan said that they closed down. For some reason or another, I didn't know they closed the place down in the wintertime. Why? The weather's
because
good.
It's usually too cold. I don't know.
Baloney.
People in California are wussies.
Yeah.
You know.
That's
right. 69. As long as if it isn't 70, you can't do anything outdoors.
Right. Park is an Ugg boot. All
right.
All right. Well, when they open in April? When do they first start?
Yeah, usually about the springtime. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so the purpose of our conversation here is to underscore and to underline the New Kids on the Block with their Voice to Men tour featuring Paula Abdul. Some of the big doings already. Isn't it exciting? We're getting into the fall season and already talking about next spring. Wahoo! 28 past the hour.
If you've ever had digestive issues slow you down, it's time to live digestively with the number one high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora. Because with 30 billion live cultures inside you, life feels a little lighter, a little livelier, a little more you. No matter where life takes you, live digestively with Ultimate Flora Probiotics from Renew Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Number one probiotic brand with 15 billion or more cultures based on annual sales.
I'm Bob Garrigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Over the years, we've talked about many reasons for not filing a lawsuit. They can be expensive and time-consuming, of course, but did you know that one reason actually has a special name featured on Wikipedia? It's called the Streisand Effect. The name comes from a lawsuit filed by entertainer Barbara Streisand. Here's the story. Several years ago, she sued a photographer for $50 million. Why? The photographer had taken a picture of her home, and thousands of others, as part of a government effort to document erosion of the California coastline. She didn't want her house appearing in any photos, though, so she sued. Before her lawsuit, only 6 people had downloaded the picture from the internet. But after she sued, more than 400,000 people visited the website and then saw her home. Let's be fair. Making a mountain out of a molehill by filing a lawsuit can backfire in many ways. Find out more about the hidden costs of lawsuit abuse. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico can help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Say when there's nothing to be said, listen to us. We'll give you some clues. The TJV experience. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the Dougster on the air. Don't forget about our laptop giveaway. We'll do that a week from Friday on the program. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show, and get all of the details. In a few moments, we're going to spend some time here with Black Friday in mind. I was just telling the ladies that there's a special on. I actually think I said it on the air, too, didn't I, about what's going on at Home Depot? I think I did say
it. Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know if it was on the air or not.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. But if I didn't say it on the air, there's
a big deal. But today's a good day to shop, right?
Yeah. And we're going to help you with your holiday spending in a few minutes with some experts in that department, although I don't know. I think Jennifer and Victoria are probably experts in their own right as to spending money at holiday. Or
I'm
do you
really
have a budget?
Good at it.
Jennifer, I can't believe you have a budget. I would think
I don't have a budget, no.
No, but Victoria does, right? Victoria, you got a budget?
I don't ever think about that, honestly. I just
really just spend.
Yeah, spend, we have such a small. Spend, no, spend. We have such a small family, so yeah. It's just my parents and my brother and me, and mm-hmm. Lewis and I just do something little for each other, and that's kind of it.
Sweet, good. Well, that's kind of the way it's boiled down with us.
Yeah,
buy big things. For everybody.
I still buy gifts for everybody.
I know you do.
I need to par down,
smaller.
I guess.
Yeah, you should. Well, but you're right? The generous sort, not that Victoria's stingy. It just is.
Okay. Just call me Ebenezer.
I want to know, what's the female of Ebenezer? Ebenezera?
Shebenezer.
Ebenezer.
Yeah.
There is a new do-it-yourself device being tested by doctors to give yourself breast enhancement.
This is a bad idea.
Yes.
There's a tiny pump attached. It releases gas into a pouch, which will slowly create a pocket for some kind of permanent implant. What I'm trying to visualize here is, what do you do? Cut a hole in your breast and stick this thing up in there yourself? How do you do that?
Is this real? Is this one of those
hear,
fake stories on Facebook?
I am. That could be. I've just been remembering several stories about women who had breast enhancement surgery, and then it poisoned their system. They had them taken out.
Yeah.
And you see pictures of some of these huge women who have like 900-inch breasts, and you know that they're pumped up with.
I'm sorry, 900 inches.
Well, you know, large breasts. And I don't even understand how men think that's sexy or women think it's sexy. What do you do with that? That too crude.
What do you do with that?
Well,
I don't know.
What do you? How do you?
All three girls on your show have natural big breasts anyway, so I mean, I think we kind of fight them, don't we?
Do you? Why do you?
Well,
fight them?
Sports bras are difficult. I mean, it's it's not always pleasant.
Well, I like to make sure mine are just lifted up. I uplift my girls to make them happy, you know? Hello.
Yeah.
Really? Do they smile when you do that? Or what happens?
Oh, yeah. And so does everybody else around me. So it's a win-win.
Jennifer. All right. Speaking of enhancement, The Rock has been named two. Yesterday we were talking about him being interested in politics. It turns out there are lots of interviews with him in the last day or so because he's been named the sexiest man alive.
This is it. Day you've been waiting for. I know you're nervous. So am I. My first game, too. Now it's time to go out there and put it on the scoreboard. Now it's time to see who has the heart. Now is the time to prove to yourselves and prove to everyone out there that even though you're locked up, you are worthy of something.
He Wouldn't said his girlfriend.
If we went from Donald Trump to the sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
Right.
Look, the wave has been paid. You know, Barack Obama sort of became a celebrity president. He was hanging out with a lot of people in Hollywood. Now we've got The Apprentice.
A real celebrity.
Right, a celebrity. Right. I mean, hey.
So he says his girlfriend, whose name is Lauren Hashian, I don't know who she is going to freak out with his new designation. But she already thinks I'm the sexiest man alive. The Rock is 44 years old. He's been with this woman for 10 years. She's going to scream when she finds out, he said. Apparently, she's a singer and a songwriter. They have a daughter together named Jasmine, who's 11 months old. He says they have a great relationship, implying that it's better because they're not married. I wonder about that. Anyway, he says she teases him about everything. And that's not nothing is off limits in our house. We discuss everything. And you know what? That's pretty healthy. I've talked before on the air about him being on here and how pleasant he was. Genuinely, you can feel it. You can sense it when somebody is just good and cool. And I feel
at the meetings with Vladimir Putin, he'd be like, "Can you smell what the Rock is cooking?" And how awesome would that be?
That would be good. All right, let's talk about something serious here for a moment, please. The Dakota Access Pipeline. I don't understand why good judgment hasn't precluded all this other nonsense that's going on around this pipeline construction project. So now this story continues with a focus on a federal judge who has been asked by the Dakota Access Pipeline Company to give them the green light to finish the project. I want to scream, scream, scream. They built a pipeline to either side of the reservoir where the Indians in North Dakota get their, that's not correct, okay, Native Americans, get their water. So it's a thousand mile long pipeline, runs through four states. But now that no environmentalists were on board until the Indians actually started protesting, they want to put the pipeline under their reservoir. Well, what happens if it springs a leak?
Right.
It ruins the water supply. What are you guys, nuts? Why is this an argument? Why is it even a discussion? Why haven't they moved it to a place that makes some sense? Even if the Indians weren't there, why would you want to screw up a public water supply no matter who lived there? I don't even get this. This is the kind of meaningless drivel and stupidity that comes out of the government. Some guy digs his heels in at the Army Corps of Engineers, and then they get into cahoots with the private company building the pipeline, and we're going to show those guys. We're going to save money and go on. No, you can't do it, and we don't want you to do it. And that's it. I think the story, I mean, the facts should be that simple. Why are we having an argument here? Why is there a discussion? The fight's not over, they say. Why are we fighting? This is just damnable and wrong.
And the Army Corps, for them to say, a leak isn't really a concern. Really?
Oh, yeah, right.
Look at what happened a few months ago in the southeast, in Georgia and South Carolina.
It's unacceptable.
250,000 gallons of oil just spilling everywhere. I mean, it's crazy to say, don't worry about a leak. It's not going to happen.
And I'm for pipelines. We need this pipeline. We need the pipeline from Canada to Mexico. Hopefully Trump will put it back in. But not when it endangers wildlife is usually a species argument. But this is something factual. You put it underneath the reservoir. What the hell happens if it springs a leak? It's mindless stupidity. We're going to have a fight about it. Oh, man. All right. I've got my blood pressure up now. I don't feel better. I just want this fixed, frankly.
Yeah.
How much money are you spending for the holiday season? We'll focus on the way to think about spending money. What's the priority? We'll delve into that next year.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock, lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Busy you. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The ratio between bacteria and human cells in our bodies is 1-3. That means you're carrying around about 40 trillion bacteria, give or take a couple. And in addition to all the little creatures inside you, you're also having between 50,000 and 70,000 thoughts a day, which, all in all, makes you a very busy place with a lot going on inside. And you're not alone. Everyone else has that many bacteria inside them and that many thoughts in their minds as well. So, in a way, we are all grand central stations of movement, which makes it all the more important for us to be kind and compassionate to others and ourselves when mistakes are made. Patience in the midst of busyness is a gift worth giving to all. For ways to build your patience, visit drchristianconti.com.
This is Doug Steffen with a word to the wise. Super Beats. It's a name of a product. If I go into the weeds and talk to you about nitrates and what goes on with nitric oxide, you don't really know, nor do you care. All you care is that Super Beats gives your body a charge, an electric charge. It brings your blood pressure to the place it needs to be. It opens up your arteries so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. It's the easiest way to take care of your body without anything other other than all natural beets. Put one scoop in some water or a smoothie, and there you are. Super beets. It'll give you a long life and health guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry super beets by calling 800-655-4183. The key to a healthy life. 800-655-4183 or buy them at DougLikesBeets.com.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
45 past the hour. Many of us are trying to plan our budget for the holiday season. A lot of you are figuring out what to plan on spending. We've invited Melissa Bastos to talk with us about, maybe give us some insight. Maybe there's a better way of bringing Melissa into this. She's the Director of Market Research and Corporate Strategy for Cotton Incorporated, which would lead me to believe that you like talking, when it comes to retail anyway, about clothing. But yet there are a lot of uses. Maybe can we take a side trip here, Melissa, for a moment, and talk about all the uses for cotton that are not clothing?
Yeah, cotton is in so many things. It's some things you're probably not even aware of. But obviously clothing is going to be the largest end use for cotton, but also home textiles like your bath towels, sheets, bedding. Cotton is also in things like your money, dollar bills. It can even be some of the linters for the cotton is used in food. It can be in ice cream. It can be in your shampoo. It can be used in, you know, cement. And there's a whole list of things. You'd be amazed at what cotton is used.
You know, I'm
it's
a
truly
farmer.
The fabric of our life.
I'm a dairy farmer, and now that you mention it, I remember having some cotton mixed in cotton seed too into the feed that we fed.
Yes.
I'd forgotten all about that. Yeah, and I was looking at some material for drapes and covers for various sofas that are in my house, and a lot of that fabric is cotton too, I guess, isn't it?
Yes, it can. Yeah. Absolutely can be. Yeah.
Right.
And should be, as far as we're concerned. Yeah.
But
yes, it can be in so many places.
Okay. All right. So are we going to be faced with the same thing this year that we have in the last few years, 3-4 years, with Black Friday and Cyber Monday and shopping being really prevalent, or people not falling for that stuff anymore?
Well, actually, early estimates and analysts are coming out to say this is supposed to be a really healthy year for holiday shopping.
Right.
And definitely part of that is going to be sales. I mean, consumers in the U.S. are really conditioned to buy on sale at this point. They're looking for deals. That's part of, you know, what they want. So what we see from our research is actually Black Friday, as there's a significant increase in the percent of consumers who say they plan to be in the store buying products, not just clothes, on Black Friday. So about half of consumers tell us that's what they plan to do. And then another area they'll plan to shop, or another time they'll plan to shop, will be Small Business Saturday, the local Saturday that comes kind of after the Black Friday,
right,
where they support their local businesses. But then also consumers will be, you know, shopping online as well. So we see about 49% of consumers say they're also going to shop, do Black Friday deals online, and then even Cyber Monday, 47%. So those are really the largest ones we see, but there's other, you know, events as well, like, you know, National Free Shipping Days, or even, you know, Green Monday or after Christmas deals. So, you know, consumers are, they want to take care of a lot.
But they really
they're
pay
up
more
for a deal anytime.
Well, people really are focused, though, on deals. They know it's kind of like Pavlov's dog. They are used to incentives, and so now they, you know, just kind of wait for them, and as soon as they're there, bing, bang, the earlier you get them, the more reward, I guess, you get. And the good news here is that you're expecting, through the research, they will have a good holiday season that's good for businesses. As long as we keep our focus on what the holiday is really all about, it is nice to see these sort of things as an ancillary part of the holiday. Thank you, Melissa. Melissa Bastos here with us at 10 before the hour.
Hi,
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Now is the time for you to pay attention to what's going on in the world of travel from one of the foremost experts in the world, Pauline Frommer, who comes from Frommers.com. Frommer's Travel Guide is there. We're going to talk about some ideas for family trips because there are opportunities now for families to go to exotic places, whereas in my world, that's not true. I did take my children on some fairly exotic trips, but the average person doesn't do that, and now maybe you've got an opportunity to do that. So let's find out what the story is behind that story in a moment from Pauline Frommer here.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who is this we're from?
Chris Juris, German, Pennsylvania.
Questionable riding decision.
Yeah, standing on his seat in a windstorm, but I did it.
Under the influence, and that's Kawasaki 750 today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Pennsylvania Cruise on the open road.
Love them. Born and raised on them.
The figure in your life?
My dad. Kept the boys busy. He rode a Kawasaki. 750 was the last one. Every time he went out, he'd hop on my Harley and have to take his. I always liked the Harleys. I always wanted one.
Anything on two wheels you come to regret?
Yeah, standing on his seat in the windstorm. Almost got blown off, but I did it. It was a good time. I rode it for about a mile. It was at a bike rally. Going off. I'm Jack Daniels. Good Lord, look after me, you know? Always watching me.
American Biker Minute.
Somebody better.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Today on App Check, Real Pool Shot Maker. Hold your device above the cue ball, align the arrow to the pocket, shoot along the arrow. Really improves your game. Real Pool Shot Maker.
It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
55 and change past the hour. Happy to have Pauline Frommer here with us from Frommers.com. I'm sure you were listening to what I said a few moments ago about these new ideas for families to travel to faraway places with strange sounding names. They used to be out of touch, right? What did you do with your children? Right? You have the access to a lot of places to go and you know where to go. Do people ask you now about these things?
Absolutely. I wrote an article on it for Frommers.com about the best exotic vacations with your kids, because right now the dollar is incredibly strong, which allows family travelers to go beyond the borders of the United States and maybe pay less. I mean, United Airlines just came out with figures. Their prices to Europe are down, I think, the number of people they're carrying to Europe is down 5% this year, which has led to some great deals. But I've taken my kids to Belize, to Japan, to China, all over the world. I think it's really an important part of their education. They need to know that people all over the world have the same concerns we do, are very human and very welcoming at heart, but have very different cultures that are incredible to witness.
What a wonderful way of putting it, Pauline. Thank you. I would say I said that I've been fortunate, like you, to travel around the world to most areas, and it is true that most people that you find are of the same mind as we are. They want three squares a day, a roof over their head, protection for their family. Otherwise, you know, they have no beef with America. They have a beef with anybody. They just want to live and be left alone. For the most part.
And they have great traditions of welcoming visitors. I mean, it would shame them not to welcome us. It's a wonderful world we live in. And sometimes having kids with you opens doors. When I've been to Japan a number of times, people there are a little reserved. When I brought a 10-month-old blonde baby, because my husband has red hair, so my daughter was blonde as a baby, you couldn't imagine how friendly people were. People went out of their way to meet us. Schoolgirls would squeal kawaii, which meant cute, at our baby. It was like a door opened.
Yeah. You know what else I found in going to England a couple of weeks ago, what you just said about the dollar, very interesting. And what I also found is that when I bought the pounds and when I turned them in, it didn't cost me anything. There was really no exchange. There was a 0% deal. And I didn't know that I got the significance of that. I didn't pay any.
Yeah.
I think maybe it cost me $3 or $4 to exchange, which is a lot less than it used to. And I wonder why that is. Just the exchange?
Do it with your credit card. That's the best way to get money overseas. Really good rates. And your ATM card, much better than the bureaus to exchange. If you're going to.
All right, so there's a good hint. And that's what I did, actually. I used a credit card. So now I know what I did, and I didn't know what I was doing. Thank you. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com here at.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.